This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed. The video's still up. We've got till the 15th before I go out there and I put everything into a random choosing system out there online, and it's going to choose a winner for my original At One Boyd's Gun Stock in Zombie Green. And all you have to do is go to YouTube, look for Lock and Load Radio 1, and watch the video. I'm giving away my Boyd's Gun Stock. And then tell me in the comments why you want it. And you'll be in, and I'll let you know personally that you were in. And there's quite a few of you already out there, and I'm enjoying the process as we go. I mentioned this talking to Roger and Steven. The boomer age, the baby boomer age, is drawing to its close. When you speak of this group, it tends to mostly focus on white boomers. Not that others are outside the group, but to such a great extent, it really does mean that those mostly of European background, if for no other reason than they have been the largest demographic group at the time. When that age does end, we will see an ever-dwindling European demographic majority in many Western nations. Canada and USA are almost certainly the first, soon followed by a variety of European nations. That significant point of majority will be fading as the numbers precipitously drop until below 50%. So the question looming then is, what next? Will it be the glorious, brave new world of harmonious multiculturalism, or an uneasy balkanization that trends even more to tribalism and violence? Based on what we see out there today, I believe it's going to be closer to the latter. A major demographic shift is impacting most Western nations, some more than others. And this shift will lead to a far more multicultural ethnic scenario, with those of European background as the minority within the next few decades. And at first blush, many will say that that's not a problem, holding out the wonders of civic nationalism and existing relative stability and prosperity within an already high mixed demographic. The problem here is that this position doesn't really hold water in the long term, as can be demonstrated by existing nations who have not been able to sustain a similar state of peaceful existence, and by studies that point in the same direction. If you want to look at historical examples, we can point to places such as South Africa, Brazil, Rwanda, and, Yugoslavia. Their debacles in the 1990s as a counterpoint to the belief in a multicultural paradise, as each has had great disharmony and violence between the different ethnicities who live there. The Balkanization of Yugoslavia is a likely outcome facing a large number of Western nations, something that has been the case throughout history. even those of much more similar ethno-cultural backgrounds have had difficulties assimilating and living together, like the Irish and Italians who first arrived in the New World with significant tensions and clashes with the already existing citizens of North America, which were not the Indians. They were other European offshoots. Another case in point in history is that the former Soviet Union's policy of population transfer, which was meant to break down nationalist sentiment, but created various degrees of disharmony throughout their former, if you'll call it, empire, notably in the Ukraine. Now, if you want to look for a study, you can refer to a guy named Robert Putnam's article, later a book, Bowling Alone, which denotes that the more a nation's ethnocultural homogeneousness goes away, the more it dissipates, the more its social capital and cohesion erode. He was a liberal academic and a former member of the Carter administration. He was reticent about revealing his findings, as they did not align with what he had hoped for. And after waiting a decade, he finally did publish his findings, compounded and made more egregious by the additional years of data that just more fully affirmed what he dreaded in the first place. More recently, a working paper called The Nature of Conflict, written by Samal E. Arbatli, and I'm not worrying about the others, this further entrenches much of what Putnam asserted, as does to a great extent renowned military historian Martin Van Creveld, who's gone so far as to argue that mass immigration is invasion. Effectively, another type of warfare. Others have made similar claims based on those and other studies, notably Mark Stein and Douglas Murray. They've similarly argued that a fully multicultural Western world will not end well, and that any negative aspects will assuredly show themselves once the baby boomer generation has disappeared. Now, one thing to point out here, any conflict like this cannot be seen as a white versus non-white scenario. There will almost certainly be multiple intersections that may lead to conflict, such as was seen during the LA riots of 1992 or Ferguson, Missouri in 2014, where blacks curiously attacked Asian, especially Korean residents, to their ultimate chagrin. In addition, we're just as likely to see at least some of the alliances among those of closer cultures or concepts of what ideals should exist for a civil society, like those of European backgrounds aligning with those of Far East Asian ethnicity. And I also want to stress that what is to come may not be as bad, or if you get more dramatic, horrific as it could be, but it might be. I mean, the whole premise behind this is meant to be provocative, not prophetic. And undoubtedly, it's just as there is today, there will be varying degrees of stress, both social and economic, and disharmony, depending on the nation or region of a nation. And like I said before, there will almost certainly be some positive outcomes and alliances and assimilation and integration. But the question is, to what extent and how much will in-group preferences end up overriding any such positive outcomes? I don't want to see anything like Yugoslavia or Rwanda again, but we need to be a little bit realistic here and be prepared for any eventuality, especially when there have been strong historical and anecdotal examples, as well as academic studies that suggest we're headed for at least some turbulence once the boomers are gone, which, by the way, I fall into that tail end of that section. The other thing I would say is also watch for the nations that have maintained being homogenous to be the new powerhouses. Like, I would look for Japan to maybe go that way. Russia may go that way, because Russia doesn't allow certain multicultural things to happen there. I don't know to what extent China does, but this is what happens when you don't have borders. This is what you leave, which is really nothing. There's nothing to leave. When our set of values are gone, they're going to be gone. It's going to be like watching Sinatra die. We'll never see the likes of him again. And we'll never see the likes of the baby boomers again. So pay attention, because it is coming. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
makes top quality AR style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Excuse me. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed, I'm trying to give one away. Go to YouTube, go to Lock and Load Radio 1, watch the video, which is, it's not the last one I put up, it's the next to last one. I'm giving away my Boyd's Gun Stock. Tell me in the comments why you want it. Subscribe, like the video, you know, all the stuff. You know the deal. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. Riley Howell. This is a young man who didn't know certain things like rampage killers are stopped most of the time, 60% of the time, by unarmed people. He didn't know that. He didn't know the Secret Service technique of running in mass at a shooter to take him down. He didn't know that. Last week, one of the days last week was the final day of classes at the University of North Carolina, Charlotte. And Riley Howell was there. And when a gunman came into his classroom, panic quickly ensued, and virtually everyone ran for the exits except Riley Howell. And he ran toward the danger and tackled the shooter, knocking him off his feet, which enabled the first responders to subdue the gunman. And young Mr. Howell would pay for this brave and selfless act with his life. And this is the 21-year-old ROTC cadet. They're trying to help get buried with full military honors. I say yeah. Yeah, why not? The statistics on campus shootings are grim. See, college campuses are a lot different from a K-12 school. K-12 schools are normally enclosed. They're like a little compound, right? There's a building that's connected to everything else. There may be other buildings there. It gets a little more fragmented as you go up in classes like at high schools and middle schools. But essentially, the school in and of itself surrounds itself. College campuses are another deal altogether. These things are so big and so sprawling that thoroughfares go through them. Now, between 2001-2002 and 2015-16, 437 people were shot, leaving 167 dead in 190 separate incidents on 142 college campuses. Out of those, 32 of them, of course, came from Virginia Tech. Then there's the University of Iowa, 1991, 4. Northern Illinois University, 5, 21 injured. Oikos University, 7 dead. Santa Monica College, 5 dead. Umpqua Community College, 9 dead. The trend of increased violence on college campuses shows no sign of abating. The number of casualties over the last 5 years represents a 241% increase over the number of casualties during the 2001-2006 school years. Now, the deaths of Riley Howell and another student, Ellis Parlier, will not be, regrettably, they're not going to be the last on college campuses because of this open environment nature. There are no natural choke points where they're going to be able to screen for a weapon. There's no way to stop anybody intent on doing it harm. In fact, you know, I would submit to you that like in the case of a K-12 school, if you look at the incident of Sandy Hook, where they tried to stop him, I would say that even in that moment, there's no way to stop them. So, but these are people that actually had a chance to move against him, and the reason they couldn't stop him is because they were disarmed. But in the nomenclature of the tactician looking at this, universities are soft targets, and the lethal combination of very large lecture halls and the attention of students focused everywhere else and the ready access to what, to these students Classrooms can easily become a shooting gallery for those that have evil intent. Now, the easiest way, there's a number of easy ways you could do this. You could, and some colleges are already doing this. They're allowing campus carry if you're the right age and you have the permits or whatever. I think academia should lead the way to inviting law enforcement to go back to school and telling them that, and come to school strapped, would you? Now, most of these colleges are not going to have a Riley Howell in them. So in an instance where the shooter introduces himself into the classroom, you have a likelihood of a bloodbath. We need to do everything in our power to do a couple of things. First, we need to have some professionals in place. That would go a long way. And for these people that say, but the likelihood of this happening, I'm tired of hearing that. I'm tired of hearing that young people are, the likelihood of them, okay, fine. Then what's the likelihood of politicians being killed? Most people don't even know who the politicians are. Get out there. Somebody send me an email right now naming 20 members of the House. 20 members of the House. Hold your hand up if you know who they are. Because I don't know who 20 members of the House are. So let's do away with armed guards for everybody then. Or let's actually look at our young people as what they are. This would also ease the tension between academia and law enforcement, because a lot of this contempt for law enforcement comes from academia. If we're not going to let these people fight on an even keel in these events, then we need to introduce people that can. Or stop complaining about it. I'm willing to go the lengths that we have to go in order for us to be able to present a viable defense. And if they aren't, or if they're not going to, stop complaining about it and stop coming after my rights. There's a way to fight this. And if you're not going to do it, well, the answer is not going to be coming after my rights. That's not going to be the answer. That's not even one of the in the multiple choice. There's other things you can do. That is not one of them. That's not one that anybody's going to consider. Move on to the next one. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to CZ-USA.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991. For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The House Judiciary Committee voted on Wednesday to hold Attorney General Bill Barr in contempt of Congress for defying a subpoena seeking Special Counsel Robert Mueller's full, unredacted report. Republican Senator John Kennedy from Louisiana believes he knows what the Democrats are up to.
They're asking Barr to go to jail. They're telling him release the grand jury information to us. They know he can't. It's a violation of federal law. They want him to do it, and probably if he did do it, then they'd say, okay, you violated federal law, you ought to be prosecuted.
Senate Majority Whip Republican John Thune from South Carolina is responding to reports that Donald Trump Jr. is being subpoenaed by the Senate Intelligence Committee.
This thing has been looked at multiple ways. You now have the Mueller report. It's all out there. No collusion. That's the conclusion that they came to.
Thune was speaking there on Fox News, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.
To you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock. Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Your groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed. Now I'm going to give one away on the 15th. Well, I'm going to make a determination as to who's getting it on the 15th. And between now and then, all you got to do to enter to get one, and it's for a Ruger Gunsight Scout Rifle. Everybody out there that's saying, "Oh, well, why couldn't you give one for one of these?" Well, that's because that's what I got. I got one for a Ruger Gunsight Scout Rifle. So, you got to go to YouTube. You got to go to my YouTube channel, which is Lock and Load Radio 1. And then you just got to watch the video. I am giving away my Boyd's gun stock. And then, well, then you can get in on that and be entered into it. And I will be happy, oh so happy, if you win it, to ship it to you. I'm not even going to charge you for that. Check those guys out at boydsgunstocks.com. Now, now then, I have often said that in the event of a rampage shooting, killing, whatever you want to call this, that the problem, one of the biggest problems you're going to have is how long does this killer get to operate before he is disrupted? That is an ongoing problem. It is further exacerbated by this latest report coming from the EMS Med blog, which is a mouthpiece for the National Association of EMS Physicians. And one of their posts discusses the evaluation of the potential survivability of those who died from wounds received during public rampage killings. The problem is that only 7% of fatalities could have been saved in the event of prompt medical intervention, because that killer operated without any disruption. And for, you know, like I carry a trauma kit on a regular basis, and I have chest seals, and I have tourniquets and everything else. And for everybody that carries a tourniquet every day, according to the National EMS study, none of the fatalities died of blood loss or exsanguination from the extremities. Now, some of these mass shootings, well, all of these mass shootings, really, they afflict the lives of many individuals and their families. And given the rising incidence, or so as it seems, and severity of some of these events, there's been much in the way of public initiatives at improving morbidity and mortality in individuals who have been critically wounded. Most of the prior emphasis on management of these patients is in the pre-hospital environment has focused on external hemorrhage control. And that has led to widespread education for the use of tourniquets and a strong focus on civilian management of exsanguinating extremity hemorrhage during a mass rampage killing is largely based on the blast injury patterns identified during the operations in Iraq and Afghanistan, where between 52% and 64% of injuries in combat were to those extremities. And whether those lessons translate to civilian rampage killings is unclear. I would have to say probably not so much. So they did study the commonly accepted model for deaths based upon military operations overseas, and they found that civilian injuries don't correspond with military fatalities. That's probably because the average civilian in America doesn't wear improved IOTV armor-type vests in their daily lives. So they looked at a total of 12 rampage shootings that were analyzed in the study, and of those, there was a total of 139 fatalities and 371 total wounds. The key results from the study were as follows. There was an average of 2.7 wounds associated within the group of fatalities. So that meant that people were being shot multiple times. The case fatality rate for civilian mass shootings was 44.6%. That's interesting because that's 35%, almost 35% higher than in combat in Iraq and Afghanistan. 58% of all victims with fatal and non-fatal wounds had at least one wound to head or chest, upper back. 20%, 28 of 139 of all wounds, were to the extremity, or of which none were deemed to be fatal. 77% of all the fatal wounds were identified in the head or chest, upper back. In total, only 9 of the 125 fatalities, or roughly 7%, 14 excluded because there was no autopsy data, were determined to be potentially survivable. The most common survivable wound was to the chest, which was 89% of all survivable injuries, without obvious evidence of any sort of vascular or cardiac injury. So, knowing that those are, you know, that kind of a wound is a very survivable wound, that doesn't save anybody. Yet, at the same time, especially for a first responder, they weigh next to nothing, and it's better to have it, not need it, or need it, not have it. And we're talking about tourniquets here. So, just to recap, only 7% of victims could have been saved. And no fatalities likely occurred secondary to exsanguination. The majority of wounds and civilian rampage killings occur primarily to the head and to the chest or upper back. Compared to combat environments where the majority of wounds occur in the extremities. The case fatality rate for civilian rampage killings compared to military data was much higher and associated with lower number of potentially survivable injuries. So think about the 2+ hour delay between getting shot at the Pulse nightclub and getting medical treatment, which resulted in more than 7% of fatalities from delayed diagnosis and treatment of their wounds. And at the same time, even if the national EMS experts are off by a factor of 5, that still means 2/3 of fatalities would die even if provided immediate professional medical care. So the bottom line here is that the single tool that saves the most lives in rampage killing situations is not a tourniquet or prompt medical care. It's your gun. It's your self-defense weapon. And this was demonstrated vividly in the attack on the Poway Synagogue. Unlike the Tree of Life shooting, a good guy brought his gun to the surfaces of Poway, and along with another congregant, he chased the shooter out of the synagogue and opened fire on him. So by all means, carry your gun. The life you save will likely be your own. And secondary, you may be saving a bunch of other ones. And if there is an armed citizen there, then all of these statistics we just talked about are irrelevant. Because the average loss of life when an armed civilian is present that can defend and a rampage killing is 2.5 versus 18 when you're waiting on the cops. And I'm almost certain that those figures have gone up. So, just a little FYI, if you will. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's largest mortgage lender. Let's talk credit card debt for a minute. If you feel you're carrying too much of it, you're not alone. The average household in the U.S. carries over $8,000 in credit card debt. Ready for some good news? With a cash-out refinance from Quicken Loans, you can quickly and easily put some of the equity in your home to good use by paying off a lot of that high-interest credit card debt. A great way to take cash out is with our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.5%, APR 4.78%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN to learn how taking cash out with a 30-year fixed mortgage might be the right solution for you. And for a record 9 years in a row, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Rates subject to change. A 2% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA?
or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance. You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock? Everyone. Crack Stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
I've got one to give away. If you have a Ruger Gun Sight Scout, you can rock your stock. You can rock your gun. All you got to do is enter. To enter, go to YouTube, look at Lock and Load Radio 1. Look at my video, I'm giving my Boyd's gun stock away. And then give me a comment as to, you know, why you feel like you want to get this stock. And off we will go. All right. You know, I look at the anti-gun politicians sometimes, and they're always out there wanting to have a conversation. Except it's never an honest conversation. They never want to be honest with us. They'll tell you, well, I'm not actually after, you know, I'm pro-Second Amendment. I just don't think you need weapons of war, which, technically speaking, every handgun is somewhere a weapon of war because they have all been used by military somewhere for the most part, or at least the design. So, yeah, they want them all. But here we have an honest person, albeit a totalitarian, with no idea how he would implement his what he wants. He's just explaining what he wants. He can't tell you how it would, you know, what it would look like or anything else. Most of his stuff is pie in the sky, you're going to see. His name is Jacob Bacharach. Not to be, I don't know if he's related to Bert. You know, raindrops keep falling on my head, Bert. So I give this to you verbatim, because here is honesty, even though it has no idea what it actually wants or how it would be implemented. We begin. Despite what feels like weekly mass gun outrages, I worry that even as leftist politics has begun to move beyond narrow technocratic fixes for issues of economic inequality, health care, and climate, on the question of guns and gun violence, the politicians who represent liberals and the left remain mired in the idea of a narrowly tailored fix. Since the beginning of this year, there have been more than 100 mass shooting incidents in the United States. And these are only the mass shootings. They do not include the vast majority of the more than 14,000 gun homicides committed every year, mostly with handguns. They do not include the more than 20,000 annual gun suicides. They do not include the little girls who survive being accidentally shot by their own incompetent gun-hoarding parents. They do not involve the killings, mostly of black men and boys, by the police. It's hard to overstate what an outlier the U.S. is in this regard. Only one other country in the world, Brazil, has a higher rate of civilian gun death. Compared to the other high-income countries, the U.S. suffers from an extraordinary rate of gun violence, more than seven times the gun homicide rate of peaceful second-place Canada, more than 600 times the gun homicide rate of South Korea. American suicide rates are more middle of the pack, although they're very high in raw numbers and much more likely to involve guns. In fact, the only machines in American life that kill more people than firearms are cars. I'd be perfectly happy to ban those, too. The federal assault weapons ban, part of Bill Clinton's massive 1994 crime bill, expired in the early 2000s and was never renewed. In retrospect, it was probably ineffective as it contained too many loopholes and workarounds to effectively prevent the manufacture, sale, and purchase of high-capacity weapons, nor did it have any effect on the sale of handguns, which are the disproportionate tool of gun violence in America. Renewing it may not have mattered anyway in the District of Columbia versus Heller in 2008. The Supreme Court discovered a theretofore unnoticed individual constitutional right to possess firearms, and the combination of that ruling and the huge Republican successes in the 2010 congressional elections made the prospect of legislative action on gun control effectively nil. Congress did nothing after the 2012 attack on Sandy Hook Elementary in Newtown, Connecticut. It did nothing after the 2018 attack on Parkland High School. But in the last midterms and in the current run-up to the 2020 elections, Democratic candidates seem to have shaken themselves out of the mistaken belief that gun control is a losing issue. Proposals may never make it through a Republican Senate. New laws may not survive an increasingly radical right-wing judiciary. But the optimist in me says at least we're talking about it. The pessimist in me says this is going to be inadequate, not because of those legislative and judicial barriers to regulation, but because I'm convinced that American society suffers from a deeper pathology of violence and militarism, of which endemic gun violence is a symptom, not a cause. That is not to embrace the hoary gun advocate cliche that guns don't kill people, people kill people. Well, yes, but they do it with guns. You can kill people with a 2x4, a screwdriver, or a heavy object tossed off the roof of a building, but a gun is a tool specifically designed for killing. It is what guns were invented for and designed to do. But a current of violent fantasism runs right under the surface of light in the world's global empire and military hegemon. It courses through the popular cultural reproduction of heroic violent vigilantism. There's a weird fusion of a right-wing rhetoric of anti-government insurrectionary fervor, the idea that private gun ownership is a bulwark against tyrannical government, which would be met with some kind of armed resistance, and right-wing affection for the police and military, the armed agencies of that same government. The far-right militiaman and the warrior cop both just love the Punisher, and the fictional mass crime fighter who just loves killing tons of people with his many, many guns. There's the intense valorization of the military itself, the post-9/11 fusion of the national identity with the troops, whose goodness and centrality to the moral life of the nation cannot be questioned. There is in particular the turning into heroes of fabulous psychopaths like American sniper Chris Kyle, or the most brutal military kill squads, even the mannered, even-keeled Barack Obama, joked about being good at killing people and murdering people with military drones. The proliferation of stand-your-ground laws and the insane efforts to arm teachers, too, are reflections of a culture that is intensely eager to kill. A society that accepts chaotic violence just as endemic but as inherent, which desires to meet it with righteous violence of its own. The fantasy of being a good guy with a gun is a fantasy of homicide, even if in the dream the homicide is a justified one. It is a longing for a reason to kill. So a left position on gun violence must therefore move beyond a narrow fixation on guns as implements and to the broader moral argument against militarism, imperialism, and acceptable violence, just as the left is trying to move beyond narrow fixations on good jobs or health saving accounts or tax incentives, think in very broad terms about economic equity. So far candidates and office holders have done and said very little. Among major Democratic contenders, Bernie Sanders has talked about gun safety. Elizabeth Warren has talked about using something other than our military might in constructing a foreign policy. Many well-known candidates have yet avoided the policy. And only Senator Cory Booker has outlined a gun control proposal of any detail, issuing a 14-part plan to ban assault weapons and establish a gun licensing program. So, here we have a country, according to him, in which a sitting senator can publicly fantasize about the rape and assassination of foreign bad guys. This is also a country whose psychoses are more profound than its resultant affection for firearms. I suppose that's what I'm saying, is that a word I would like to hear more often in the expanded moral rhetoric of the socially democratic left is peace. You only have one problem, Mr. Bacharach. You know, you're sitting there and you're wanting these things. And just because you want them does not mean that's going to happen. Where do you think the nature of man is going to take us? I mean, I'll tell you what. I would love for this to be a peace-loving country. I would love to not have to carry a gun. I'm with you. I would love that. Except the difference is I recognize the fact that somebody may put me in a position where I may have to do one of those justified homicides you're talking about. And no, I do not lust to kill. I will live with that for the rest of my life, the rest of my days. But your head is in the sand, and you're smoking something that gives you complete and total delusions. You have no idea of the world you live in. But at least you did look at some facts. I got to give you that. But, you know, in the end, nowhere near where you need to be there, Mr. Bacharach. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
We know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIGuns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that's spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.